Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Mainstream parties in the eastern German state of Thuringia insist they won't work with the Alternative for Germany, which has won an unprecedented victory in the regional election, the first by a far-right party since the Nazi era. Jessica Parker reports from Thuringia.
The AfD's signature issue has become immigration. It also wants to scrap sanctions against Russia and end weapons supplies to Ukraine. Those are positions echoed by another growing populist force, the Saarewagenknecht Alliance, a new party that looks set to have catapulted itself into third place in Thuringia and Saxony. A complex coalition-building process will now begin in both states, likely excluding the AfD because no one will work with them. But they are gaining more influence in the former communist East.
Israel has seen some of its biggest recent protests as hundreds of thousands demanded that the government reach a deal to free Israeli captives in Gaza. The demonstrations came after the Israeli army said Hamas had killed six hostages. Israel's biggest trade union has called for a general strike on Monday. Earlier, thousands of protesters denounced the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu. Lucy Williamson was there.
Outside the Israeli Prime Minister's office, the crowd have been shouting, "Murderer!" There's a real sense of anger here. One woman said, "It feels like October all over again." The crowd here are holding posters of the six hostages that have been confirmed dead and Israeli flags that have been altered to include the yellow ribbon symbol of the hostage families. Many of the people here believe Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, just doesn't want a deal. And if a deal is no longer possible, they say, then the hostages are no longer valuable to Hamas.
The Mexican president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has defended his record in his final annual report before leaving office in a month's time. Addressing thousands of supporters in the capital, he said Mexicans were living in a true democracy and were laying the foundations for a new stage in the country's development. He added that the economy was strong.
En este sexenio, desplazamos a China y a Canadá.
During this six-year term, we displaced China and Canada. And today, Mexico is the United States' leading trading partner. The peso has not been devalued for the first time in more than 50 years. On the contrary, our currency is the second strongest in the world in relation to the dollar.
Mr. López Obrador's successor will inherit a package of constitutional reforms, including a controversial proposal to elect judges and magistrates by popular vote. BBC News. Reports from Algeria say the authorities have arrested seven people, including four Moroccans who are accused of belonging to a spy ring. Prosecutors said the network recruited Moroccan and Algerian nationals in order to undermine Algerian security. The arrests come ahead of Algeria's presidential election next Saturday. The Ukrainian city of Kharkiv has suffered a heavy Russian missile attack. Officials said more than 40 people were injured, five of them children. A large sports centre and a shopping mall were among the sites hit. In response, President Zelensky made a renewed call for authorization to use Western-supplied weapons to strike targets deeper inside Russia. Overnight, Ukraine launched one of its biggest drone attacks so far, hitting a power station and an oil refinery in the Moscow region. An expedition to the Titanic has found a large section of the railing on the bow has fallen from the front of the ship and is now lying on the sea floor. The discovery was made during a series of dives by underwater robots. Rebecca Morell has this report.
It's the instantly recognisable image of Titanic, the bow looming out of the darkness of the Atlantic. But a 4.5 metre long section of railing is now missing from the front of the ship. The expedition team thinks it fell at some point in the last 2 years. After 112 years beneath the waves, the wreck is being eroded by salt water and microbes are eating away at the huge metal structure. The expedition gathered 2 million images and hours of footage of the wreck. One major discovery, newly announced, is a 60 centimetre tall bronze statue which once adorned the first class lounge.
Rebecca Morell reporting. China's continued its domination of the Paralympics in Paris, taking its tally of gold medals to 33. Second is Britain with 23. One of its stars, the wheelchair sprinter Hanny Cockcroft, won her eighth Paralympic gold with success in the T34 100 metres. BBC News.